So we're holding in different sugis pratiyas. In our chavas anim, the hainu that we saw, that our strongest koyach, which is our ani, which is koyal all of our mailas, all of our individual mailas that Hashem gave us, that same koyach, mitzar atzmoi, cuts us off, disconnects, creates a choyma that disconnects us with the olam of the zulas. And we have to find a way that avada the ani could be miskayim. I mean, that's a mensch. But mitzad sheni to make pirtzos, and maybe better said psochin, that they should be open in a way that they're a koilil yenis velt, the outside velt, the olam of the zulas. The past few weeks we've been talking about of communication, how interacting with other people, how that's necessary, and how if you want to be matzliach in that, you're forced to be ma'arichat dani. Tonight we want to talk about a sugi prati also, which is like many other sugis, their sugi shleim is b'fnei atzmai, but l'inyaneinu, discuss it how that's negata in our sugi. And that's the sugi of zahiras in other people's moment. The past 2 weeks we're talking about interacting with other people. Reuven is talking to Shimon, trying to understand Shimon. Now Shimon's not in the picture. The question is, other people's belongings, other people's own. And this is very important for us. There's a big archover, and will help us out because the problem that we've been speaking about for the last while is that it's kind of a catch-22. The whole time, Kol Zman, we're with Ani, and we're by ourselves, and we're using our any muscle that we have. Keseder being mechazik arni, keseder being mechazik, our metzias, our familiarity with the way we work. And Kozman, you do that. You keep on getting shut out from Yenisvel. So when you interact with people, like we said, that helps. But Lamai said there are times you don't interact with people. But the sugi that we're talking today is kemat 24/7. The sugi kemat 24/7, kemat, there's no time in a person's life where it's not negeya for him to be nizar in the moment of other people. So let's talk about the sugya tonight. And now it's negiya to our chava. We saw already the Talmud Sechudas, Shtel Tzich to the sugya of Chesed. We mentioned in the beginning of the Vada, we mentioned the fact that the Torah excuse me. When the Torah introduces us to Avraham Avinu, so we mentioned that in Parashas Lech Lecha comes before Vayir, before Avram, the Machnis Erech, which is the general picture, a tzir of Asiyas Chesed, on the first times where the Torah tells about Avram Avinu is the Mais and Lech Lecha, with the Meriva of Roye Loit with Roye Avram. Roye Loit, their Hanoka was, they let their behemoths graze in other people's field. They had a Huras Hezer, Rashi says. Avram Avinu's shepherds, not only were the medachtik to not let them when they were around, they had the foresight to put the muzzles on them. Chas v'shalom, if Bu Yitzur, they would go and stray into other people's fields, they wouldn't come to eat from other people's fields. I know this is the heroes, the foresight, that you shouldn't come to be mazalzel in other people's money, and be mazik other people's money. Where did they get this? The guys got this from the bias of Avram. They got this from the same oil Avram that was open on all four sides. It was instilled in Avram's house. This is heroes. In the market tonight, we'll see how much it has to be instilled in order for Taka to be bully de pearl, ashpa, and the people look part of your house. This idea that the heroes of Mamun Shal Zulas is geher to our sugi, the sugi of being an ish chesed, a sugi of a chorus ani, is a mufurish sugi of Baba Kama. Imam Baba Kama Daf Lamed is talking about Chametz Yurim. Some people, Hamatzniyah Koytsoysov, Schuchoysov. Very often in a house you collect all kinds of junk that you want to keep around for whatever reason, a loose screw, a loose this. In those days it was Schuchiyah, broken Schuchiyah, the Koytsoysov. So you're hiding them, maybe you don't expose them. The case is you hide it in a Koytsoysov and it falls. It falls and it mad at people. The Mar Behemshech HaSugya says like this, Toner Rabbonim, this is good. Chasidim HaRishayim, listen to the title of the Gemara. Chasidim HaRishayim, that's what it calls them. Chasidim HaRishayim, Hoyim Atzniyem Koytso Yiseyem, B'shu Yoyseyem, B'shu Chayoyseyem, B'toich Sadeseyem, U'mamikim Lehem Gimel Tfochim Kedei Shalo Yaakov Machvesh. It doesn't say, I'm a daktek B'choish HaMishpat, it says a chosid. We're talking about a chosid here. And what was the hanog of the chosid? He took his schuyis, he's talking about his own field. He didn't put it b'shus harav, chas v'shalom, didn't put it b'shus harav. But instead of putting it in his own field, on the surface of his field, where the machresh of his workers come later with his machresh. The machresh, as I explained, b'shem l'shami, the machresh might end up spitting it, sending and throwing the schuchiyos, b'shus harabim, and it's going to be mad at somebody. They had the foresight to go and be machresh, and go, dig three tvach. This takes chassidus. What does it take chassidus? What's the chassidus here? We spoke earlier in this man. What's a chassid? Chassid is the same shorash as chassid. A chassid, this is a shorash, this man, every Indian has a taich from the word chassid, that's a nice word. What does the word chassid mean? It's a shorash in chazal. This is a shorash, taiches up, a chassid is someone who does lefnim mishua sadeh. The meaning of chassidus is the ability to extend beyond boundaries. It's a person who is not mistapek with the boundary. Most people there. Chassid is able to go beyond the boundary. That's a chassid. Chassid is someone who also goes beyond the boundary. Why does he go beyond the boundary? He goes beyond the boundary that we're talking about the whole time. The boundary is me, myself, and I. The boundary is the world of self-absorption that we're talking about the whole time. That's a boundary. That's a huge boundary. That's a wall. And the chassid is able to go beyond that world. How does he go beyond that world? Very simple. When it comes to our belongings, make an honest cheshbon nefesh, you'll see you're always 15 steps ahead. You're always so careful. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't come to a loss. You're thinking 10 steps ahead. When it comes to other people's mom and somebody who's a chosh of a person, at the most, if the hezek is in your face, it's like if I'm a shesidi about the mazik again his money, then the kuli hai v'ulai, you're not going to be mazik his mom. But to foresee, to make cheshbon is chochamein baroisha. To do pa'ulas that I shouldn't chas v'shalom come to hurt someone's money. And especially with a tikh of me. When I get to go dig. I have to go in my backyard. I have to go dig down three tfachim to hide my junk. Because I'm going to foresee maybe that my chereisha is going to come and it goes. That's a chassid. That's a pula of a person who has to feel that person. The sensitivity for Yenna's moment has to be in his ani. If it's not in your ani, you'll never ever do that. The Gemara goes, Ma'amshech. It's not an Ofen or a Zach, it's a Kal Godwin. This is the Merkaz of this Gemara. We're going to start from that. This is the Merkaz of tonight. Zach the Gemara. It's not just one Nemra. Zach the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda. Hi, man, the boy, Lam Havi Chasid. Over here and there, we already have a manual. You want to be a chassid? Everyone wants to be a chassid. Hi, man, the boy, Lam Havi Chasid. Lekaye Mili Dinazike. You want to be a chassid? A chassid. You want to be a chassid? Kaye Mili Dinazike. There's other shittas in the Gemara. Rav Amar Mili the Ovis. Rav Amar Mili the Brachas. Now we understand. It's more simple. Ovis, Midas, has to be a chassid. Brachas. Yerushalayim, Binam Lamokim, Brochus. Nezikin, you learn Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. That's a chassid. Shtei Tov Yehud, the helm, is the first sheet in the Gemara. At the path to become a chassid, in our terms, it's an ish chassid, is to learn Nezikin. Why? So I want to just give a skira achas, a little bit of skira. Be'etzem, when you learn Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Bas, it's one long sugya of Zihiris. The Torah, the Yiddish Ashkof is how much the Torah goes to the degree of a person supposed to be Zohir. And a part of his life is that he's Zohir, Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't touch and be Mezalzon of Yenna's money. He It's Oymaner. Let's start with Baba Kama. Be'etzim, Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra are three different areas. There's three different areas. That's what you're showing him this. There's three different areas that a person is not generally careful or has to be careful in other people's mind. Baba Kama is talking about Ma'isam Hazik. He's talking about an area of you direct or indirectly causing hezek to another person. So like I said before, most of us, hopefully if you're an upstanding individual, if you're a little bit, you're a normal, proper, the proper human being, so you're not going to go to your neighbor's tires and slash them. You're not going to do that. You're not going to go Erev Shabbos. If you don't, you know, it's quickly. If you don't have a place to put your garbage, you're not going to drop it in your neighbor's deer. So you're not going to do that. You're not going to put it in your neighbor's deer. That's Baba Kama, no. Baba Kama is Shmiroso Nolecha. Baba Kama is Shmiroso Nolecha. You have to watch your moment. You have to watch your moment that it can't be Mazik somebody else. Watch my moment that it shouldn't be Mazik somebody else. I'm not doing my Mazik. State in the sugi, so can I'm a fortune. If Shmirosan Alecha is on your mamoin, on your guf, like Kol Shekein, on your body, there's a din of Shmirosan Alecha. Zahainu. On your body, if on your mom, you have a din, you have to have the foresight, you have to have the sensitivity to distance a future hezek on your body, like Kol Shekein. Stay in the Gemara, stay in the Ritoisus. A person goes to sleep. Gemara, Ritoisus, and Gimel, Dav, Gimel, and Beis. A person goes to sleep, Hashem, Yerushalayim. A person goes to sleep. He has to think beforehand, 1 second, I'm going to go to sleep. What's the kelim of my friend are 2 feet away. If you go to sleep, Kalim, your friend, to sleep away. While you're sleeping, you might come and kick. You might do that. That's an evil person. A person is going to kick. He's sleeping. What do you want from him? The teretz is Shmiroson Alecha. The teretz is that a person, if it would be your Kalim, you would think 4 steps ahead and put it not in a precarious place that it shouldn't be in his. Also, Nienim. Not in your foresight. Why is it not in your foresight? Because within your foresight is your ani. Is your tzrochim, your needs, your cares. Yenim is not there. No, Shmiros Alecha. It's a Mardika. Do it with Taisus. Taisus, a Rajbun, a Sugim, a Bor. The Gemara says that person, you give a knapsack and Shazarabim, it's a Bor. The Gemara, Bavarns, what do you mean? Should have looked. He's walking, he trips up my knapsack. Should have looked. It's his fault. He was out of the knapsack. Zokti Gemara Ma'ula in Darkon Shal Odom Lizboinim Bedrochim. Manasseh, the Teva of a people. He should have looked. But the Teva of a person is he doesn't look. What is it? People don't look. People don't look. Frech do you join him? Okay. If people don't look, so why when you're on the side of Mazik, why when you step on Yen's knapsack and you break something in his knapsack and his tick, why are you chayiv? Hooray, ain't dark and shalodom with boinim bedrochim. So I'll tell you this, Rajbo. Yoyser ala odom vizor shalom yazig. Yoyser milish yazig. The Torah expects a person to be more on his game, more sensitive to the other person. He should cause himself to do it. It's not a natural pula to look, to be looking at the other person. A person stays in the person's goal. You know, you have to be so sensitive, it has to show him you shouldn't come to another person's thing. You should be more sensitive. Imam is the opposite of us. Imam is the opposite. We, at the most, Vienna's moment, at the most, like I said, will avoid a direct hezek. A direct hezek. Something that Bavorn eventually becomes a hezek, we're mufka from by us. Oh, wow, we go through 16 steps that chas v'sholem, we shouldn't possibly be a hezek. Stay fakirat. This is Baba Kama. Baba Kama is the area of pulas that you do that eventually could come for a hezek of somebody shmiros alecha. But mitzvah is a whole another seder. No, no, the chilek. It's chilek shem of nazim. But mitzvah starts off with mitzvah. Shnei melech is also connected with the mitzvahs. What's a mitzvah? I'm going to talk about it b'hemshech now. But I'm going to be magde b'ksorah. Mitzvah is when I'm not going to be mazik yenis vel. The Agdor Bamitzi is when Yen is Momoin is in a massive of potential danger that I didn't cause. But the Torah expects you to fend for Yen is Momoin. He's not around right now to fend for his Momoin. You're in a position you could fend for his Momoin. The Torah expects you. That's Shoymer also. He gave it to you. You have to be a Shoymer. Shoymer has all kinds of demons, Zihiris, Ahim, Zihiris, to be Shoymer. He's not around right now. You have to be fend. Oino and Ribis are very similar. Oino and Ribis, Perakazov and Ezonesh is very similar. Oino and Ribis are all Tiurim. You're not being Mazik. It's through venues of Choshen Mishpot. It's through venues of business. And Be'etzem, business is happening. But the Torah says you have to act. You have to have the extra sensitivity to do that. But at the end of the day, Duch the Parsha of Ribis, and I know you're a Gazan if you don't do that. That's Bob Mitzir. But Baba Basra is a third scenario. At the end of this, B'chabur V'ezer Hashem, I'm going to give examples on Isaac. Baba Basra is a third category. Baba Basra is back to, similar to Baba Kama, to Maiz Mazik, but it's a new case. The case is, you're doing Hezik while you're being Mishtamish in your own property. It's not like Baba Kama, where at the end of the day, you're out of your property, and you end up, even if you do the lack of the viewers, they end up. Baba Basra is Oysa B'toyi Shokha. That's first parak, the second parak has a griya. You're walking around your shus, you're just not putting up an extra window. I mean, what, I'm just hanging around my backyard, that's all I'm doing. What am I doing? What's so bad? The whole layachbar is that. The whole layachbar is a person derech shimush. We're going to see it in many, 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 many applications of this. And the common person, the guy, he'll look at you and say, you won't dream in a million years of doing anything wrong. I'm using my backyard. I paid a lot of money for my property. I have the right, I'm entitled to do whatever I want in my rishus. How the Torah tells you how to use your own rishus in a way that it shouldn't chas v'shalom be magia nezik to somebody else. This is nezikin. Nezikin is three different areas of how to instill in yourself the zehiris to mamon shel acher. Start. The parasha of Metziah. Here we're going to hit the Nekuda Merkazis in this particular sugya. In the parasha of Metziah, in parasha Kisefe, in parasha Tzivamis, in Tzivamis, days, the pasuk starts off like Sira Shor Achicha Yasei and Yidochim Desalamta Mehem Hoshif Teshiv Mechicha. You're walking and you see your friend's animal. There's two parts of Parshas Hashavas Aveda. There's an essay and a lois essay. There's an essay of Hoshif Teshivim, and there's a lois essay of Loisucha Lesalim. What does it mean, Lesalim? Rashi says, you ignore. So what's going on here? Let me just be mitzayir for the olam. What is the case? The classic case of Shabbos Aveda. Classic case of Shabbos Aveda is Ruvain's walking in the street. He's busy. Let's say, make it easier, avoid all the complications. He's not at least like a mitzvah right now. He's going to meet his wife. He made up to meet his wife for pizza for lunch with his kids. He's going, Ruvain is going in the street. He's busy. All of a sudden, in the corner of his eye, he sees on the gader, on the fence, next to him, he sees the cell phone. Looks like, I'm not sure, maybe it's Mosafik Yinuach, but it's in the case, it's in a Metziah. So, the Torah was Suchel Asali, Shtei Dod Alav Beis. Shtei Dod that the tendency of a normal reaction of a person is to be Mis'ali. What does it mean to be Mis'ali? What does it mean to be Mis'ali? Mis'ali is the sugi we're dealing with the Darius Man. Mis'ali is what me and you always do. And very simply, because we're in our own world. Right now, I'm busy. I'm not thinking, wow, what's going on? Diana. I'm busy. I have to go stop and go do that. In Torah, yeah, you have to stop. And here comes the word. Why? Such a simple word. That's what is buying it. The guy lost that cell phone. The guy doesn't know where the cell phone is. You know how much anguish and agonist nefesh he's going through right now? Do you know how much anguish and agonist nefesh the potential Lord person lost? You see a machberet. You see a loose leaf. It could be this guy is all of Rosh Hashanah and Yevamis from this man in that thing. But you're in the middle. I'm in the middle. I'm a very middle, busy thing. If you, for 5 minutes, would picture in color a tzir of the bacher and a basha shir who lost as the owner of that machberet, and you would know how much Mag's nefesh is. The guy lost that cell phone. He's also making cheshbonis. He's thinking, people are calling me, expecting me to call. He's going crazy. If you have a little bit of a kreich tzir, you're stopping the tzair. So, of course, it's cruelty not to go and take 3 minutes out of your time and try to take it and go do it. But the problem is, we don't see the guy behind the mamon. We see the chifetz. This is an akuda mekazdus in this sugya. The Torah expects you to realize every piece of property in this world has a bialim that stands behind it. This chair belongs to Yankee. This chair. There's a person behind every single piece of money. And the Torah expects you, and this is a huge hachov in the sugya of our sugya. The Torah expects you to constantly carry around all the people, potential people in the world who are behind all their property. Because they taka are. And when you see that, and if you taka see them, then it's taka rishus not to take. This is what the Torah expects. It's a merdek zacher. It's a merdek adgosha. It's an essay and a lois essay. The klal agodol, an essay and lois essay, is Torah. The Torah is essays and lois essay. The Marav Mavudas and many milkoimus. The gather of an essay is a tosefes maila. A tosefes maila. If you don't do an essay, you don't get an einish. He had this living to say, "Dechalei tava." You don't get an einish. You're not a rusher if you don't do an essay. Betzim, in a certain way. A lois essay is poison. A lois essay is something destructive. A lois essay is something. It's a pchisus and a nefesh loshem haralis. It's a pchisus and a nefesh, and therefore when you do a bad thing, a crime, it's a crime. When you do that, you get an einish. Here is a chiddush noyer in the parsha of Shabbos Aveidah. In the parsha of Shabbos Aveidah, the Torah says, if Ursega just passes by and ignores that cell phone, ignores that machberet, the Torah says, you won't know mevat an essay? Ursega, you're a rasha, leisucha, leisalim, you're a lav! Nice, you don't get malchus, possibly, because it's a litan lezarif, it's a litan, litan lashova. You're a rasha, leisucha, leisalim, you're a self-absorbed monster. Leisucha, leisalim, what did I do? This is the Soyd. I've said this over many times. In Masur, we have Masur and Klal Yisrael. Roy Ruba, the places, the first thing they teach a Chayde Ingel, the first Gemara, the first Perek in Gemara teach a Chayde Ingel, Chayde Ingel, Chayde Ingel. Come on, it's Roy places, either the second sometimes. What's the idea? The idea is this is such a basic Yiddish Ashkofa to instill, and when we talk about Hemshech, it's Mamish, the Welt doesn't go like this. To instill the importance of Yenis Mamay. From a young age, if one of the ikker things, if you have a dream, or my kids should have it, be this thing. My kids should have a chashivas of Yenis Mamon. It should be in their mind. How many people, when they're going around, they're thinking, you think about you, yourself, and I, that's you. Think about your money. Yenis Mamon. Yenis Mamon, until it comes in your face, I stick it in your eyes like this. You don't think about it. From the far, you think, this is the whole parasha of me. Tell a goy, the parish of Shavuot Aveidah, he would look at you like you're off. You're like, rock. I don't understand. This guy was irresponsible. He lost his chafes. I'm about to have a business meeting with my guy. I got an aleph. First, listen to the parish of Shavuot Aveidah. Aleph, I got to take out the time to go and take the chafes. Vasaf, del teich pesach. Nochtem, you learn weiter. The Torah expects you to be a shoymer aveidah. You know what it says? The Torah is mechayev to be a shoymer aveidah. For the next month or 2 months, I got to watch his chafes. What's going on over here? Not only Torah's, this guy was responsible. I gotta watch his chafetz. Go right there. Afterwards, I gotta go be machriz. If someone comes to claim it, droi shachicha. What's the idea of droi shachicha? Because if there was a bialim, they'd all say, they won't just give it away. You have to go make sure it's the real bialim. Droi shachicha. And then you actually have to go bring it to the bialim. Mitchila v'atsoiv, the parasha Shavuot Aveidah, there's one long limud of sensitivity to another person's moment. And he's not even here. The guy's not here. It's a basic Torah kofar. And this, a person who does this, Benjamin, we'll see you soon, it doesn't stop, it's all over the place. He constantly has a sugya of Archoves Ani. He constantly has a sugya of Archoves Ani. He's constantly opening his world because he has to constantly show sensitivity. He has to go in his mind and his heart and in his actions. He has to be sensitive to another person's things. We'll finish off before the ma'isa, the example. One more Mar Malkum. Mishnah Novice. Perk Beis. Mishnah Tes. Tana asks. That's the Talmidim. Tzuru Eizu Derech Rosh Yisrachim Men Odom. What's a Derech Rosh Yisrachim Men Odom? The Hainu, the first one explained. He wasn't asking for a Midah Ra specific. He was asking for a Dover Merkazi. He was asking for a Nakuda Merkazi that should bring to other Midas, will bring to other Midas Rois. What should I stay away with? What's a sensual Midah? Each one has Shita. Rav Shimon Oimer. Rav Shimon's Shita. Pashas Rav Shimon Baichoi. Rav Shimon Oimer. And of all things, Haloiva Ve'enoi Meshale. Someone who borrows and doesn't pay back. Something we'll see soon is very relevant, like Hela Maisa for Imaman. Haloiva Ve'enu Meshalim. Someone who borrows and doesn't pay back. This, out of all things, is the Derech Ro, is a sensual Midah. That you should misrachik min Adam. Echad Haloiva min Adam, ki loiva min Amokim. Shanem Haloiva Roshe v'lo Yishalim. Mitzadik v'choyne v'noisa. You really see in the Pasuk, if the Pasuk talks to somebody who doesn't pay a loan much harsher, he calls him a Rasha. Loiva Rasha, Loiva Shalom. The Rebbeinu Yoin is Madgish. We're not talking about someone who borrowed and just doesn't bother paying back because he's greedy or because. We're talking about someone who doesn't pay back. Right now he doesn't have enough money to pay back. He has a good excuse. Right now he doesn't have enough money to pay back. He has to pay his Chalimud and he doesn't have enough money to pay back. So why is he a Rasha? Why is he a Rosho? Zokar Ben Yoin Alev. Very simple pshat. Your money, you don't place in a massive, precarious situation. When you took this loan, did you put yourself in the other person's shoes? If you would put yourself in the other person's shoes, you would think about way far ahead. Am I guaranteed that I'm going to be able to pay back this loan? How many people, when they take the loan, have the foresight, Chochmeina Beroshoi, to think, do I have a clear way that I'm going to... The person has a clear way and is awesome. That's what you do. Earthquake comes, glaciers, fire, and yes. But something that with a little forethought you could have foreseen, you didn't do it. You're a Rasha. And you're a selfish person. You're a self-absorbed person. Is a Derech Ra that's going to bring you to all the Rois, because the sugi we're talking about, the Taras Man, this is all of us regular selfish people, self-absorbed people, who are not enough sensitive. So again, we talk about is, listen, okay, it's chassar and sensitivity. Rav Shimon saw it as the ikir derech rosh, yisrachi ba'odom, he's a loive rosh of ve'ina mishalei. If when we would talk about him as money, we would see another person, we would feel the other person as if he's us, or even the enos, we would have fierceness. Let's try to give a few examples to bring out the mice of what we're talking about all day tonight. You talk about borrowing money, borrowing items. How often is it for people to owe money, whether it's a loan, or owe money, other types of money? And it can go on for months and years. People owe money to shuls, membership money. Agav, that's what I said, the person who dives in the shul is never oil al daita. Think about paying some membership. Tzorchi in Golden. I think the shul's run out of nothing. We'll talk about this maybe in Hampshire. Tzorchi in Golden. At least make a cheshbon. Why you don't pay? Why you know, contribute something? But the opponent, if you do, you owe. If you're ready to mischayev, you don't pay. People, bosses who don't pay their employers, Rosh Hashivas, who don't pay their employers for years. There's tons of Iros Hedders. Tons of Iros Hedders, believe me. Everyone does it. Do you feel it? How many times do we borrow chafatim? I had a ma'isa. This ma'isa, we all said it. I had the ma'isa. Chashva person. He's a rich chabura. He had a sefer that had, I don't know exactly, way over 10 years. Over 10 years he had a commercial was of mine. Well, I went with that. It was good. How does a person... have someone's chafetz, then people have sometimes another person's hammer, their neighbor's hammer. They have, I'm telling you, 6, 7, 8 years. How does that happen? He's a good, harsh person. He's a zichtik me. We're talking about the old man. I want to pump this in. The guy's not a Russia in other Yonim. He's not. He's not a Russia. He's a good person. How could it be? What's the pshat? But he totally is. This is not a sugya of the old man. Meet the sugya of an Eichis. You are totally, totally oblivious. And again, when it touches the corner of your mind, it touches it from the vites, because it's not part of you. If Yenid Mom would be a fire, Dainu, you see, you have such awareness, you have such sensitivity, it's inbuilt. The second you take a chayfet, you have to be aware. I try to bring this to my kids. How many times neighbors borrow things, and another neighbor has to come knock on your door, Erev Shabbos, to get the broom and the sponge stick back? Why is that? Why does that happen so often in Bnei Yeshiva's houses? Why? Why does that happen in houses? It's because of the lack of sugya. When we do things in our rishus, let's give another example, this is Baba Vasa, this is Kishchenim. How often do we do things in our rishus with ignoring other people? We said this example many times, we said this example earlier in things, there's many different versions of this. A sheva bracha, a bas mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, something you make in your house, a simcha you make in your house, and so many people in so many different ways are oblivious to their neighbors, whether it's the hour, the amount of noise, the dirt, having the foresight to provide a place that the people put their coats so they don't put it in the lobby, in the simcha. These things are very hard. When you're making a sheva bracha, there's a lot on your head. If you're not zoyer, if you don't have yene, and me and you, there's no way you're going to remember this. There's no way. Moving your cheers, making a lot of noise. Try to make my kids. If you have heavy chairs, like good furniture, and you move them, they make noise. The neighbor down to the floor hears you. I need it, because I'm pushing. It's like an automatic reflex. When I push my chair back, my hand goes on the chair. Even in the mirror also, you know, you can have for the lunch room, you know, knock into first, people's chairs fly 50 feet back. You pick your chair. You have to live with the other person. People talk on phones. This is Nischei Shechenim. People talk on phones, even Nischei Shechenim, it's a tzir of Nischei Shechenim. You're talking on a phone. Do you realize there are other people around you? Do you realize how you affect other person? Do you know many examples of this, even how you daven? I don't know, it's a little bit. I'm a little bit of a shaker. I'm a shaker. I'm not going to shake. I noticed earlier, many years back, a lot of people, they don't like when someone shakes so violently. A lot of people don't like it. What was that? I could say, I'm davening. Be aware at least. Weird. Are you weird of other people? Are you weird? You're always the tosh shalcha. How are you affecting other people? How often, when we build on our property, how often, I told Oilam this, I just had this by myself. You know how hard it is for a person when you're building a porch to 100% hold the Shechinim in mind? Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how much of a shalom big a person you have to be? You're involved, you have money on your head, you have a million things in your head. How often, again, yeshivish places, nothing on top of you, build on the roof, build here, no one's going to mind, no one's there. You feel Yenim 100%, after you feel Yenim 100%, and you say he's not going to mind, I'm fine. If it comes as an afterthought, if you thought about Yenim after you build the whole thing, and your wife says, oh, what about the neighbor? And you say, yeah, his tummy's not mine. Then you move on, You're a loy sucha l'salim. You go. We walked all the buildings in Ramat Eshkol and Ramat Zavna. Look at the matzav in the lobbies. Look how people leave their chafotzim all over the place. They block the buildings. People can leave suitcases. People can leave sukkah boards for months, all over the place. And everyone has to root him. And again, I'm not saying are you aware? Are you thinking about other people? People sending out garbage. People sending out things. I want to tell Hagdol Rabbi Leraisa, if you send out a 5-year-old, as a 5-year-old, if you send out a 5-year-old with a garbage bag, 60, 70, 80% chance it's going to rip on the way because it's not strong enough to carry it. And as it rips on the way, it's going to make a lot of traps. In your building, outside even outside, it's not pleasant to be garbage all over the place. You're totally not thinking about other people. Again, it's Erev Shabbos, we're busy. That's why you're Yid! Any real Shalom Dikah Yid, you'll see they have this sugya. Are they perfect? And I said, but they have it. It's instilled. It's instilled in the house. Eilu Mitzias is instilled in the house. The kids hear about it. The kids know. They know. Think about it. I borrowed something. You can't come to a matziv. Where? Well, generally, where? You're just going to forget. And no. Forget to pay a babysitter. People are babysitter. It's very often. The babysitter, the kid, girl, it's a 13-year-old girl. She doesn't have change. So you also don't have change. I hear. First of all, you should think of it all of that beforehand. And they have feelings. 13-year-olds definitely have feelings. And you have to pay them. And if you don't, I mean, how long can it go before you pay them again? How long can you pay them? The mayor's saying there's also a din of Biomitik and Tzchara. Sometimes you can get around that if they didn't have change. But these are sugyas of mice and b'chulyoyim. These are sugyas of mice and b'chulyoyim. I'm shutoy all the time. I didn't even talk about it again. Public rishus. A yeshiva's property, a shul's property. How much toilet paper you use, how much tissue paper you use, how you use the electricity. These are all sugyas, at least, that you have to perform. I stressed a few times. I have no problem a person says, okay, am I allowed to use my shul? He says a shot. He has some sort of, some egosmotion. He's still suited, he's allowed to use it. But did you think about it? Before you plugged your cell phone in the wall, did you think about this? I'm on the home here. Did you think about this person? This is our sugya. I'm a tiach, someone who grows in the sugya. It's a mapech on a person, and it's the eitzah, how to get out of it. It's part of what we're doing with the Wolf Yisvadim now, how to get out of your knee. In the beginning of this man, when I started speaking about the knee, I know he has many people came over to me and said, Taka Shver Sugya, how do you get out of it? It's Kamara Catch 22. The answer is with sugyas like this in Hanami. The answer is that when you work, so we spoke about the last few weeks, this sugya, you build the instillment, you slowly force the other person into your life. He comes into your life. He makes room. He causes baggage. He causes traffic in your life. When the other causes traffic in your life, that's exactly what we need. You start opening the psochem. You come from a mes'alim nikkei to a choynein, a tzadik choynein v'noisim. Thank you.